Hello, this is Laura West, owner of Divine Lotus Healing. For those of you who are familiar with my work, welcome back. For those of you who are new to my work, welcome. I invite you to explore more of my offerings on my website at divinelotushealing.com. I'm a Reiki master teacher, an herbalist, also a channel, a psychic, and a medium for the divine. I offer lots of products and sessions and classes through the shop on my website. Please join me there in taking a look. I'm here today to bring you the February 2015 channeled message from the Council of Light. They are the group of divine beings that I have been channeling for several years now, and I will let them begin. Hello, hello, greetings, great day, great blessed day to you all. Every one of you here and now listening to what we have to say. It is us, the Council of Light, bringing you a great shining beacon of light. We see that many of you are struggling in this time to stay organized, not only with your things, but with the thoughts in your mind. It is hard for many of you to stay positive during this time when it is dark and full of snow. And so we say, we are here today to bring you blessings and great joy. This we know. When you are seeking out new opportunities in your lives, when you are doing the work that is yours to do on the earth plane, it is very important for you as a touchstone to always return again and again and again to that question of, what is it that makes me happy? And as you begin to make choices in your lives to create new opportunities and new joy-filled paths of productivity, we say to you, only do the things that make you happy. We're not talking about external happiness, like buying lots of clothing at the store or eating pounds and pounds of chocolate to fill you up in the evening. We are talking about meaningful, soul-centered choices, career paths, although they may seem scary, choices that you know in your heart are the right place for you to start. Life decisions to be with people who authentically love, honor, and cherish you, friends and relatives alike. We see that there are many of you stuck and scared to make choices, afraid to take the leap into that grand, wondrous place of possibility. And we say, now is the time. Now it is your turn. Hear these words and move forward into the light. Choose to take these great wondrous risks. Learn that new thing. Quit that old job. Start that new business. Take that new class. Paint that new painting that you never have painted before and yet is burning to come out of your hands. Take up that new hobby. Leave that abusive partner. Start exercising because it makes you feel good to get off the couch and walk. These are the kinds of things that we mean. These are the kinds of things that bring your soul authentic joy. It may seem hard, it may seem daunting, it may even scare some of you. And yet the longer you wait, and the longer you say someday, the longer you pine after your true desires, the stronger and harder it becomes to make the change. Your self-doubt starts to come into play. Your ego says, no way, it cannot be. You are stuck in this space for eternity. Your ego self starts to play tricks on you. It starts to make you believe that there is no going through with what is truly yours. There is a law of attraction in this universe, and it applies to you there on the earth plane. The reason you are incarnated as a human being on that earth plane is so that you can experience positivity, love, light, and joy all your days through. That is a divine right. And yet so many of you have forgotten, or choose to ignore, or choose not to accept that that can be your truth. We, as the Council of Light, come from a very high vibrational loving place in this universe. Call it God's source energy that has sent us to do this work. We are the messengers. We are the reminders. We are the team cheerleaders to push you on, to coach you, to guide you, and to sing your praises. You have every right to do what makes you feel joy in your heart in this world. True joy, authentic joy, a peacefulness, a knowingness, a centeredness kind of joy. It is yours for the taking. You have but to step forward and grab. When fear starts to encroach on your mind, put it aside. Return to the power of your dream. That energy will grow and grow and grow, and the opportunities that you seek will come into focus. This we know. Some of you know this as manifesting. Some of you know this as prayer. Some of you know this as positive thinking. It doesn't matter what you call it. Just do it. Start. Begin. Here. Now. Today. The reason you are listening to this message is because this is meant for you in some way. And we lovingly and tenderly say, we are here. We are always here. Perhaps not exactly the same makeup of voice that comes to you now, but consciousness that is here to help you in your life. Different spiritual presence that comes to you and sings your praises and supports you and guides you. You may not hear our words directly with your ears or even in your mind's eye. You may have simply a sense that there is a spiritual presence in your life that brings great peace and comfort. 'Tis us, in one form or another. Call us what you will, angels, spirit guides, saints, ascended masters, it doesn't matter. The label is something that humans have divided amongst your different groups to try and make sense of our beingness, and really, we are all the same. We come from a place of loving guidance in this universe to help support you on your path towards the light. And the light is your evolutionary growth to your own enlightenment. With this wonder-filled, power-filled message, we say, go forth. It is your divine right. Be happy. Do not waste this lifetime wondering or wishing that you could have or should have. Do it now, and do it right. Amen. Blessed be. Namaste. And until the next time we see you, we wrap you with a golden blanket of light to sustain you and keep you ever so tight. Adieu, goodbye, and namaste.